My dearly beloved in Christ, we have in today's gospel the story of two different miracles. The first, a leper who approached our Lord and said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And our Lord worked the miracle for him, cleansed him of his leprosy. And the other one is the centurion whose servant was paralyzed, and our Lord offered to come and cure him, and the man said, "No, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed." So he made an act of faith that our Lord could cure from a distance, and our Lord granted his request. During the course of the year, we read many different gospels on the Sundays. Sometimes it's a parable that contains a lesson. Very often, it is a cure or a report of sometimes a number of cures. And in fact, if you read the Gospels, you read that our Lord worked, no doubt, literally thousands of cures, thousands of miracles. On one occasion, well, more than one occasion, it says that in the evening they came to our Lord, they thronged the house where he was, and he cured all of them, no doubt hundreds. So let's talk a little bit about miracles. What is a miracle? A miracle is the setting aside of the normal laws of physics in a particular case. So a miracle is a wonderful event that is worked on behalf of individuals that, again, is a setting aside of the normal laws of nature by the Creator. And of course, it requires divine power. Now, not only in the life of our Lord, who worked so many miracles as a proof that he was the promised Messiah, but we go back in the Old Testament. And I thought in particular of the miracle when Moses led the people out of Egypt and they came to the Red Sea and they're being pursued by the Egyptian army. And Moses raised the rod over the sea, and the water parted and formed a wall on each side. And the Israelites walked through on the seabed as though it were the dry land. So there's an example of a wonderful miracle as well. And of course, many others. Moses drawing water from a rock, God feeding the people with the manna. All of these were miracles. So it's not just physical cures, but many miracles worked by Almighty God through his servants. And miracles, we could say, are a proof of the truth of the Catholic religion. Because since the time of Christ, there have been many saints through whose intercession God worked wonderful miracles. You read the lives of the saints, and there were some of them who were astounding in the number of miracles they worked. So again, a proof of the truth of the Catholic religion. There are some enduring miracles, such as, for example, the incorrupt saints who died, some of them hundreds of years ago, and their bodies are incorrupt. God working that miracle. There are Eucharistic miracles, and of course, many others. And a miracle, again, is a proof that God is blessing maybe this particular person, or in the case of the Catholic Church, that this church is truly of divine institution. On the other hand, we read that our Lord on one occasion rebuked someone who asked for a miracle. And he said, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe." So our Lord, by those words, indicated that there were some who just wanted to see a miracle. And he said, in other words, your faith is more important. In fact, our Lord said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." It reminds me of the story of King Louis IX. St. Louis is considered the model of Catholic kings. He lived in the 1200s. He led two crusades. He lived a very holy life. And even though he spent so much time in prayer and penance, etc., he also was very good and wise in ruling his kingdom, and again is considered the model of Catholic kings. But on one occasion, One of his servants came in breathless, running into the palace and said, "Your Majesty, you've got to come to this church," which was close by. He said, the people there can see the Christ child in the host. When the priest raised the host at the consecration, the Christ child appeared in the host. And now he's giving communion, and you need to hurry up and come before the miracle is over. People see the Christ child in the host. And the king said, "Well, no, thank you." And the servant was surprised. "Well, why don't you come and see the miracle?" And the king said, "Because I know Jesus is there in the Blessed Sacrament. I don't need a miracle to prove to me that he's there. I believe it. And in fact, if I were to go and see that miracle, I might lose the reward of my faith, the merit of my faith in not seeing." Again, according to our Lord's words, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." So that's an interesting story, that we shouldn't just be wanting to see miracles. But despite that, God in his goodness has given many miracles. In a couple of weeks, we will celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Our Lady appeared to Saint Bernadette in Lourdes, France, southern France, I think 18 times, beginning on February the 11th of that year, 1858. So that is her feast day. And the story of Our Lady of Lourdes reminds us that there were hundreds in the 1800s into the 1900s, up even close to our own times, numerous cures worked at Lourdes. Of course, there was the wonderful miracle of the sun that took place at Fatima 100 or so years ago. So there have been miracles. But there is another story in the gospel of a wicked man named Herod, not Herod the Great who massacred the innocents, but his son, Herod Archelaus. And this Herod was the one who put John the Baptist to death. Well, he had gone up to Jerusalem for the Passover feast at the time of our Lord's, at Holy Week, when our Lord was arrested in the garden. And the Jewish leaders brought our Lord to Pilate, and they wanted him to condemn our Lord to death. "Crucify him," they said. And Pilate knew that he was innocent. And then he thought of a ruse, of a way by which he could hopefully, in his mind, get out of this predicament. He knew that Herod was in Jerusalem at that time, and Herod was the tetrarch or ruler of Galilee. Well, our Lord was from Galilee. He grew up in Nazareth. So Pilate sent Jesus to Herod and said, "Well, I'll let Herod judge him." But Herod really didn't care about this particular trial. All he wanted was to see a miracle. He heard that Jesus had worked numerous miracles. And so he said to our Lord, "Work a miracle in my presence and I will release you." And our Lord didn't deign to work a miracle for this wicked, adulterous man who had again put to death the great Saint John the Baptist. So Herod then just treated our Lord as a fool. But what about us? We should not need to see miracles. And again, I would say, we live in an age where there are not miracles. There have been so many miracles, and people have neglected to take the lesson that is what really matters. So for our part, we have our faith. We don't need to see miracles. We know we have the true faith. We just have to live it and live by faith without needing to see signs and wonders. Again, calling to mind those words of our Lord to one ruler, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe." Let us give thanks to Almighty God for our faith, that we know we have the true faith, and above all, let us live it faithfully. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.